This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com, order a fake TV for just $29.95, and shipping is free.
Raises the debt. No, it doesn't. Doesn't raise the debt at all. This means we're going to pay our bills. And 2 plus 2 equals 5. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday Worldwide Edition, the 22nd day already of June 2014. We just had the longest day of the year yesterday, right? Longest day of the year. What do they call that? The summer solstice, the longest day of the year yesterday, and I had a chance to spend that with some of my family. It was wonderful. I hope you're having a great time here on this wondrous, beautiful earth with all these amazing creations, and that we can transcend the globalists and those that try to shutter the gates of reality and keep our horizons very, very narrow and very, very restricted. Because it is in looking up from the dirt, from the globalist artificial reality, that we will discover the wider universe around us and realize just how diseased and twisted the minds of the globalists are, worm-eaten by egomaniacal delusions of control freak paradises they're going to build, and all they ever seem to build is hell. Hillary Clinton was in town Friday here in Austin, Texas, where he come to you from all over the world. Come to you from Austin and broadcast around the world, transmit and stream via Infowars.com around the world. And our reporters, David Knight and Kit Daniels, did a great job. Some of it they got on video with hidden watch cameras. Other parts they got off of iPhone audio, because obviously it's hard to stick a camera in Hillary's face when you're standing right in front of her, and they had all sorts of security people there doing the TSA pat-downs, which are now ubiquitous, not just first the airports and then the sports stadiums. Now it's everywhere to get around the private citizen, Hillary Clinton. Before, you had to be the Secret Service protection. You had to be the president or their immediate family. And now it's just anybody from the government, period. Everyone gets groped. And then now it's, you go to any event, you get groped, which is the total conversion of this country and this world. This is being done worldwide into a classical police state where we basically live in an open-air prison. But we have that video and that audio up on Infowars.com. She attacked Matt Drudge and the alternative media, saying it was basically lies. And she attacked the Second Amendment and elaborated on her statement from earlier in the week that we'll cue back up from CNN, where she said people's views of the Second Amendment terrorize the public and are basically terrorism. So our reporters got through the blockade where the narcissist, egomaniac, Queen Bee, Hillary Clinton, was there holding court to all of the anti-male women that have been programmed to think that their empowerment comes through the destruction of men. Basically a cult of women seething with the desire for power. Totally programmed by the known CIA operative Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was groomed from high school. By the way, Life magazine's back there in Dew's office. Since I mentioned that, I want to show that to people. We're going to play that video and more. The latest on the border, the latest on the economy. Stay with us. A very important transmission from the water table.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Republicans have just passed a resolution demanding Obama impeachment. We had members of Congress on Friday. We covered the report that are saying they have the votes now in the House to start impeachment, to indict Obama for all sorts of unconstitutional high crimes and misdemeanors, and then have the trial in the Senate. And what I've already told everybody, I'm not even an IT person, but I knew this and checked with my IT people, and Breitbart is reporting it and confirming it off of the federal purchase orders and federal contracts. Lost emails. The IRS has a contract with an email backup company. Yes, the federal government is under even stricter laws and regulations about saving information than the public. That's why, remember, the head of the Energy Department and others got caught a few years ago and had to resign because they had dummy emails under pseudonyms. It was fitting that some of the pseudonyms were for British royalty. That's how the bureaucratic class sees themselves, you know, trying to shut down our industry, shut down our power plants and more, trying to put tracker boxes in all the cars attached by the mile. Remember all that? That was discussed in separate private emails they had illegally in the government running policy. So that's brought some of these scallywags down, and it's come out that they were ordered to persecute pro-lifers, Christian groups that weren't establishment, Tea Party groups. That persecution's public, and they keep claiming, Lois Lerner and others, that you know they didn't do anything wrong, but now they've been caught, and so they're in a box. They're cornered, and they said, you know, throughout the agency, everybody who supposedly emailed each other on who was to be targeted under Obama's orders, all of those hard drives were taken out of the computers in the last year, and they were destroyed. Well, there's a big problem with that. Most people don't back their emails up on their computer. Almost all email systems, including the ones the IRS has been confirmed by the federal contracts, are on servers, and then they're backed up to data tapes. That's still the cheapest way. We do it here with a data tape box. We don't keep, you know, general junk emails, but backups of the site, backups of news, backups of data, it's backed up on tapes. And more it's going to clouds. So it is pure, manifest, unmitigated bull. It's like catching your child up in the cupboard with cookies in their hand, in their left hand, with their right hand, shoving cookies in their face, and they look at you and say, I didn't eat any of the cookies, except this isn't some harmless thing like getting cookies out of the cupboard, out of the pantry when you haven't eaten your dinner yet. This is sending the government out to audit and persecute and arrest and harass and deny charity 501c3 to anyone that's not in a criminal operation with the Democratic Party, like we saw with Acorn and others and their Obamacare navigators. Again, if you just joined us, we are live. It is the 22nd day of June 2014 on this live, L-I-V-E, Sunday worldwide transmission. And we have David Knight, InfoWars nightly news host, who also co-hosts the radio show on a routine basis, does a fabulous job. He went out with Kit Daniels Friday. Hillary Clinton was in Austin, Texas, where this transmission originates from, 6 days a week, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then back Sundays 4 to 6 Central. And they said no cameras allowed at the book people, and that you could simply pay your money to go up and be bossed around by Hillary and worship her and see her in her full regalia on a power trip, which we do have video of. But we had hidden cameras and did get video of it. Even though they frisked everyone, they did not catch the wristwatch cameras that are in close to HD. They're not HD yet, but they're close to it. So this is a very important information. We're going to play David Knight's report when we come back. Then we're going to have David Knight in studio with us. Then the other reporter that was with him Friday, Kit Daniels, has gone down to the Texas border again. We had our reporters there last week, and Jakari Jackson, John Bound, and others, and we broke about five national news stories showing that the Border Patrol buses the illegals in to McAllen, and then we had the emergency manager of the city on video at the tent city say, and then the Border Patrol gives them, the illegal aliens, tickets for Greyhound, and then they get on and go wherever they want in America who are illegal. And now there's just waves of babies by themselves on buses. I mean, there's already a lot of babies showing up, and toddlers and women with kids, but now it's just dump your babies here. And America's so politically correct that it's racist, ladies and gentlemen. If you just don't say, come here, you have diseases, you have five kids, you have three kids, whatever, we're just going to pay for everything. No other country does this. I can't go to Guatemala or Mexico or do that. And this is a crisis to bring the country down and to have voters that will vote because they're literally attached to the government mammary gland immediately when they get here to 90-plus percent, is the current statistics, vote for a total authoritarian plan. Socialism, gun control, you name it. And by the way, here's the Hillary Clinton signs. If you're watching us on Infowars.com/show on the free video feed or at PrisonPlanet.tv. Look at this. Hillary, readyforhillary.com, paid for by Hillary PAC. That's Hillary's people. And pound Twitter sign is ready. And it's this bizarre gangsterish shot, gangster chic, of the woman that brags when she kills people and takes over countries that she came, she saw, they died. Her on her phone, looking like supposedly some type of diva. Very, very disgusting. She's the gangster. She will bring the power of women to the fore. Why have women just ran things? Well, women run the State Department right now and are overthrowing Ukraine, turning it over to Nazis, turning areas of Syria and Iraq over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, the idea, and it's a real thing out there. The women that buy this don't have any direction or any plan. They just know, I hate other men. It's a Freudian slip because they're kind of like men. And I, hate my kids, and I just have the power. And I'm going to sit here, and I'm for the police state, and I'm for the drug war, and I'm for everything else that's tyrannical, but I'm a woman. And so it's cute and it's funny. It doesn't matter. I'm a liar and a criminal and was involved in Vince Foster murder. It doesn't matter. And the cattle futures and the corruption and Benghazi and Fast and Furious and just endless evil and shutting the country down and bankrupting everything. It doesn't matter because you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. And see, you're sexist if you don't like Hillary's politics. Really, I'd vote for the Le Pen lady over in France. She's like a Tea Party type libertarian. I mean, I would get down and kiss her feet. I'd love to have a woman president. But see, that's how they phrase it. Oh, you just can't handle it intellectually and know what a liberal this is and how progressive it is. No, I see flaming, evil, criminal fascism. I know it when I see it. And that's what Hillary Clinton is and has always been. And we just can't seem to ever get rid of her. It's like cancer. It just keeps coming back. And you know, they throw out these little rights. Oh, we'll let gays marry or whatever. It's all just a political football. While when it comes to banker bailouts and looting the economy and food prices exploding and the Federal Reserve, they just make it about the puppet Hillary, because she herself is just a puppet, though a high-level gangster in the power structure. It's a distraction from the good old boys club at Goldman Sachs and all the big banks that are literally funding the gun control, the open borders, the end of America, North American Union garbage. General Petraeus in the London Telegraph admitted the open borders are about the North American Union.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Do you remember all the scandals back in the 90s with the Clintons, all the corruption? For me, though, the biggest one is currently Bill Clinton's charity keeps about half the money, it came out in the news, that he raises for Haitian kids to run a fleet of jets and houses and things for himself, even though he's worth tens of millions of dollars separately from that. His payoff for swindling the American people, getting NAFTA and GATT passed. Remember, they told you NAFTA and GATT would be a great thing for everybody. How do you like deindustrialization now? But there's a new article that broke on Friday, and we have the audio coming up with David Knight as well. And that deals with victim of pedophile rapist, Hillary Clinton took me through hell. And there's a recording now of it. So we're going to be breaking all of that down, Hillary Clinton's involvement. Remember all the women that got raped by Bill Clinton, and he would settle the cases? And then the feminists, the so-called feminists, would come out and attack those women. Because these aren't feminists. These are people that are about a power structure. They're a gang. And they're doing a great job wrecking society and civilization. By the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, this witch just never seems to go away. Here is the article out of Life magazine. The issue is June 20th, 1969. And in it, it's got Hillary, the little genius, who was just getting out of college at the time, who they said would be basically running our country later, and how great socialism is. She totally groomed from the beginning. These are sinister technicians that know exactly what they're doing, and they've done a fabulous job. And again, I'm not getting off on some Hillary bashing tangent. It's just that she came out, we'll play this clip coming up, last week on CNN, and said that owning guns isn't just the issue. No, it's people that promote the right don't have a right to terrorize everyone with our speech. And David Knight was able to talk to her, and she elaborated on that. They said no cameras, but public interest is above that when she visited book people. The press isn't going to be shut down anymore. So David Knight and Kit Daniels were both able to get questions in. The audio is from a hidden watch microphone system. So it's not the best audio, but it is audible, even on AM radio. We've tested it. And separately, that dovetails with this. Now, this happened to our reporters Tuesday live on air. In Brownsville, at the big bridge, they would try to get over, and the feds were claiming they owned that whole side of the river, even though they didn't, and that we couldn't be there with cameras. We have video of that. Just get back, guys running up with machine guns as they bring in the illegals. And we have video, again, that is up on InfoWars.com, Drudge link to it. It went viral. It was on Fox News. That happened at least three times last week that Fox picked up our video for the border of the kids being masked, being shipped deeper in, where they're being held at churches. The buses come in at Brownsville, come in at McAllen, other areas in Texas. The Greyhound buses, the Border Patrol gives them their vouchers to go wherever they want on Greyhound, a coded number where Greyhound's just told, take them wherever they want, New York City, Michigan, Detroit, wherever they want to go, Austin, Texas, you take them there. You just take illegals, men, women, children, babies, you know, just drop them off. This is human trafficking, completely illegal. And then Breitbart has video of it now. It happened to them yesterday. U.S. media restricted at border. Federal agents cite safety concerns at the Grangino City, Texas, a remote section of the U.S. border near the International Bridge, is one of the few places where media can witness and record the mass crossings of minors coming from Central America. The U.S. Border Patrol is now restricting journalists' access to the area, citing safety concerns. No, they're not. You are loading them on buses and shipping them in. I have the head of McAllen Emergency Management. And then people didn't believe it. A day later, Paul Watson found the federal purchase order. In the federal contract at Fez Business Ops from January to hire the tens of thousands of contractors to go run this. And we caught FEMA pre-deploying food to these bases a year ago for this. We have them premeditated like everything else. Do I have time to go to this report before we go to break? Let's go to David Knight's and Kit Daniels' report from Hillary coming to Texas and attacking Matt Drudge and the Second Amendment. Outrageous. Let's go to this authoritarian.
Well, Hillary Clinton is pushing her book and her candidacy on the public. She's made some pretty controversial statements lately about Matt Drudge, about the Second Amendment. Kit Daniels and I went to her book signing here in Austin, and what we found was contradiction, hypocrisy, and really a kind of dangerous intolerance of the First Amendment and free speech. On a recent NPR interview, she said Matt Drudge was one of a, quote, bunch of gamers. And then she said there's a difference between fair game and playing games. So Kit asked her about the influence of Drudge. Did he have too much influence? What about other internet sites? This is what she had to say.
There's so much opinion and information out in the world, and the best way to deal with that information is good information. More the merrier, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So she kind of tells Kit that she supports a free marketplace of ideas. You know, may the best man or woman win. But that's not what she said when it came to gun owners. She was very intolerant of viewpoints of people who opposed gun control. She said earlier, just a couple of days ago, that they terrorized the public with those viewpoints. So I asked her for some clarification.
Do you really mean to characterize gun owners as terrorists? A couple of days ago, gun owners as terrorists, as a terrorized majority?
No, but I meant to say that a minority would believe that no restrictions is terrorizing the majority. I think universal background checks are eminently reasonable under the Constitution, and I believe that they should have been passed after the murders at Sandy Hook, and now we have many more murders.
So it's kind of the First Amendment, too. They should shut up, right?
No, they can keep talking, but they do more than talk, in my opinion.
Thank you. Oh, okay. It's not intimidating to call people terrorists.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How's that for a contradiction? No free marketplace of ideas there. People she disagrees with have to be silenced because they're terrorizing the public. Then there's the hypocrisy of these elitists who are constantly pushing gun control. After passing through layer after layer after layer of security at the book signing, she clarified for me that the 99.99% of us without an army of security guards should just shut up about our right to keep and bear arms, or be labeled as terrorists. Going back again to that NPR interview, she'd said that debates about her physical condition isn't the debate that the American people want to have. She said they want to debate things like tax policy or economic growth or climate change. But clearly Hillary Clinton doesn't want a debate on our rights. Debates don't mean anything if our leaders don't have character. We need people who are going to respect our rights. We need people who are going to trust the American people. And we need leaders who are going to obey the law and tolerate free speech.
That's right. You can see the rest of Knight's report in living color at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener, and PrisonPlanet.com. It's on the site right now. Hillary Clinton attacks Drudge and Second Amendment in Texas visit. We'll be back with him in studio.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type AB negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. blood type AB, is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high,
in this time,
give it to me easy.
I will say it again. I've been a libertarian on the public scene for 22 years, on air 19. I am absolutely nonpartisan, as everyone knows, and literally savaged George W. Bush up one side and down the other 24/7 for 8 years. And the fact that things just got worse under Obama is part of the larger ongoing process of evil and the elites getting away with anything you can imagine. But when you talk about the Democrats and the Clintons and what Obama's doing, it is five orders of magnitude of what Bush and the Republicans ever did. It makes Richard Nixon, who was terrible in many respects and who I would have supported impeachment of if he wouldn't have resigned, look like an angel. I mean, you study the yardstick of real politique and look at Hillary and what they do. These are gangster, vicious, evil people who openly are arming al-Qaeda to take over Iraq and Islamification of the entire country and murdering every Christian they find. They've done the same thing in Syria, Libya. And folks, they're funding it. It's all over the foreign news. Total fact they're doing that. Total fact they staged Fast and Furious, killed thousands to blame the Second Amendment. That came out in CBS News and memos. To list their crimes takes hours. They want this country bankrupted and controlled because all of their interest, the corporate interests that fund them, like General Electric, who's exempt from the carbon tax, go read it, Obama signed an order, they're taking over. No one else can operate but them. And the entire establishment that's left that isn't homicidal or insane better line up against these people. That's why the Republican leadership is going after the Tea Party right now. And the Tea Party is having a lot of victories, but it needs more. That's why the Tea Party, it's dead. No, they're losing because they're winning so many elections. It's another hoax, like saying NAFTA and GATT would be great. Or saying Obamacare would cut your price in half or less down to the bill, like your phone bill. Total lies. Or you can keep your doctor. Or I promise I won't come after any of your guns. It's all lies. I won't hire lobbyists. I won't sign the NDAA, signed it. I mean, it's pure lying. And then running around like they're some type of liberals because they're for, quote, gay marriage or something. Just a political football. David Knight's with us into the next hour from the border. We're going to have our reporters, our intrepid reporters. Wild horses couldn't drag them away. I told Kit, I said, listen, you don't have to go back down to the border. You've just been working all week. He goes, I want to go. So Kit and Rob Jacobson are down there at the border, where they're telling reporters they can't videotape on city streets the Border Patrol loading illegals on buses and shipping them in and giving them tickets. We have this on video, and the emergency manager of the city admitting it to us. Huge scandal. Only picked up by a few papers after DrudgeReport.com linked to our video and all of it. The quotes, living color, all of it happening. Not just the emergency manager saying it. It shows it. I mean, the magnitude, if you got caught doing that, it's 10 years in jail, human trafficking, each person. You bring children into it? Oh, my God. I mean, this is effectively kidnapping because no one even knows where these kids are coming from. Now it's a flood of babies on the buses. And the flood's only going to accelerate, and I believe it's the false flag. So David will be with us 30 minutes or so in the next hour. Kit's going to be joining us as well from the border, live video feed. If you're a radio listener, you can always go as well. Later, we archive it at prisonplanet.tv. You can also watch a live feed at infowars.com/show. I want to get into the Hillary thing in the next segment. And, you know, you and Kit going to ask her questions Friday. But first, I want to talk about what we're going to get to after that, this chilling audio of her laughing about how she got child rapist off. And I heard this audio today and literally was horrified for my family. Yeah. Because when you hear the enjoyment of getting an evil person off, and you hear, I mean, it's just, but then that's liberal. I mean, you could have the 13-year-old having its head chopped off and feminists would roll in the blood if Hillary said it was trendy. Yeah. I mean, these are just monsters who just want to have the moral high ground.
It was amazingly cold. This is a lady who is now 52 years old. She was 13 at the time she was raped. And in 2008, when Hillary Clinton was running, she had one brief thing with a reporter that was very contentious. She'd never said anything else about it. But now a tape has surfaced where Hillary is talking to somebody about her past legal experiences. And she's saying things like, I got this guy off. He actually passed a polygraph test. It destroyed my confidence in polygraph tests forever. Ha, ha, ha. She talks about what he did. She talks about the fact that she got him off on a technicality in the sense that they did the tests on his underwear, the test for blood and semen. It was positive. But because they cut a hole in it and they lost that hole or whatever, she got it thrown out. So she's laughing about this, covering for this pedophile rapist. You know, she's covered for...
Because it later was confirmed.
Yes. She's covered for these rapists her entire life. And
well, her husband is a hardcore rapist.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an expert rapist.
So now she wants...
In the settled cases, he bites the women with blood dripping, holding them down, biting their lips while he rapes them.
Well, this young girl was left infertile. It was not just a rape. It was very brutal. And so
it was a torture rape.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing more about that. But that's just the amazing thing. It's the character.
Well, listen, you're not a good feminist. I mean, whatever Hillary does, it's good.
they're going to have a hard time demonizing this 13-year-old girl like they did the other women who came forward. They all just dismiss them as one bimbo slut after the other and attack them individually. They're going to have a hard time doing this with a 13-year-old girl. And now that they've got this tape of Hillary, that's pretty amazing. When you hear that, it's very chilling.
Why are you being racist?
Now, I tell you what, it's just, you know, the sad thing, too, Alex, you were talking about people waking up. I spent more time in that line with people who were hardcore Hillary and Obama supporters. And they were talking, you know, at one point, there's a little girl looking through a book, and she sees something about some woman that was labeled as a murderer or whatever. This other lady says, well, remember, they're innocent until proven guilty. They have some of the right core values. It's just that they are so into this club of the Democrats or the Republicans. They're following these people because of their identity, whether they're black or they're a woman or whatever.
Well, it's mindless. It's mindless jingoism. It's just, I mean, if you know who Hillary is, she's a black op commander, CIA, from college on record, total forms of evil, narcotics trafficking at MENA. I've interviewed the multiple pilots, kids being killed that saw it going on, just every form of criminal operation. These are master criminals.
She'll dismiss that because she's part of that club. Or she's the identity that they want to identify with. And I've seen that with Republicans as well. They'll, you know, march in lockstep behind a guy who's a pastor, but he wants to start wars all over the place. You know, it's just they get into this club of being in the Republicans or the Democrats. That becomes a big deal to them. It's like supporting their college team or something. And I see just the opposite. When I was involved in the Libertarian Party, they were so much against the cult of personality that they would go down and analyze everybody's positions with a fine-tooth comb. If they disagreed with them on one issue, they'd throw the guy out. And that's why they don't win anything. But, you know, you got to.
No, I agree. But listen, I've always attacked the Republicans because they're a bunch of blue blood scum. Chris Christie, the rest of them. But I mean, I've studied politics. I've studied history. It's been a hobby. And this is beginning to really reach Caligula level.
Oh, yeah.
No one's ever put up with a government paying for the homeless kids to come here and causing a mass flood and letting
it. And a republic. They break the law, openly break the law, and then as you're talking about, they don't allow people to take photographs of the laws being broken down at the border. If you expose their criminal actions as a whistleblower, you are now the criminal. We see this all the time. Every time we go to talk to somebody anymore, we have to go in covertly because they won't have an upfront discussion with you. They want you to repeat what they have to say. We want to report what's going on.
And by the way, you notice now, finally the press corps is figuring this out, the dinosaur media, but it's too late. You know, the media are already hit. You know, they're already dying.
Mm-hmm.
They're already losing their jobs. It's over. You know, drugs told them in 99 this speech, or it was even earlier. You know, in a decade, you're all going to be losing your jobs. They all laughed. They still are a little bit arrogant, but they don't seem to understand that, or they're just starting to, that now they're getting rid of the press conferences altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, why? They'll just have the news network repeat whatever they said. You don't even need to be there. The prop of having that reporter there to act like, yep, they were asking questions. I learned this years ago. The New York Times would just call me up or you name it, just to do an interview to act like they talked to me to then twist what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to where now they call up and I just go, no, I don't want to talk to GQ. And they go, we're GQ. And I go piss up a rope, man. I don't want to talk to you. Go to hell. And I hang the phone up. We'll be right back. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas. For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you, you get your emails, you get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to play in the next hour the emergency manager of McAllen, Texas, saying that over 90% of the illegals that come in are on buses, families, kids, babies, you name it. The Border Patrol, who's said that they're filling the formula and heating the formula and changing diapers as their new jobs. The head of the Border Patrol union said that a week and a half ago. So we're not demonizing the Border Patrol individually, but it doesn't matter because they're following orders. So we don't individually, we're not mad at them. We know they're being destroyed. A lot of them are quitting. We broke that news story with an ICE agent that talked to us, and that became a national news story last week with our reporters down on the border. And just every day new stuff breaks, but he said, no, about 90-plus percent, we're going to play the audio and the video, if you're a TV viewer, have been given vouchers to go wherever they want in the country. They're illegals. They just bus them, quote, to their families that live in the, quote, interior. And again, that's completely illegal, and they're just doing it and telling Breitbart and InfoWars, hey, you can't be here. You're standing there in McAllen or in Brownsville on the side of the street where the big bridge is, and there's people wandering around with bags and, you know, selling oranges 100 yards away. They come over and see that you're an American press with a flag on your microphone, and they say, get out of here.
And they know that they're breaking the law. They don't want it documented. It's just like when a cop is doing something wrong, he doesn't want you to take his picture and get in your face. That's what's happening everywhere. They don't want anybody to see what they're doing, even though they're doing it in broad daylight and taking down the facade.
Well, the press has to stand up against this, not just the Dying Dinosaur press, but the general public has to realize that get a camera, get a microphone. You can get it for like $300. go down to the border or whatever your issue is, cover it, put it on YouTube, it will become news. Mm-hmm. And more people are doing that and totally destroying the dinosaur press that won't do their job. We're filling that vacuum. And sure, I came along in one of the earlier waves of new media, and I'm now long in the tooth at this and more professional, but people didn't tune in because I was professional. They tuned in because it was real, and they kept seeing what I talked about come true.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to shut that down, though. They've got Apple had patents for that back in 2008 to be able to selectively shut down a phone or all the phones in a particular area.
And now all droids will have it where the police hit one button and everything turns off.
That's right.
Remote control access.
That's right.
Beyond the NSA.
Yeah. So, but you'll still be able to do it if you get a purpose-built small phone, if they still, camera, if they still sell those, or GoPro or something like that.
But again, it's designed to shut down human communication.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It shows, and they're just doing it. Listen, last week was in the news. Obama met with the chief of police, and it was, closed doors, and then several articles about it. It reportedly said, don't tell the public what we've got, and we're listening to everything.
Mm-hmm.
The average cop doesn't know that. It's higher up. I mean, this is the end of everything, especially because crooks are running it all.
That's right. But it also is a policy that starts at the very top, just like we see with Hillary Clinton. She's saying that people who have viewpoints are terrorizing other people when it comes to the Second Amendment. So your opinion, your First Amendment rights are now terrorizing people. And that's just one step away from what Harry Reid said when he started calling people terrorists. And we ought to take that seriously, because these are the people who are coming up with these draconian measures, suspending the rule of law.
Absolutely.
Look, they haven't dropped the hammer yet, but they're putting the framework in. They're using the rhetoric. They're about to do it.
They're about to really go into high gear, but they've already been implementing things that are just unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can see they're committed. And the way Hillary looked at you with pure hate, there's a still shot of it up on InfoWars.com. People got to go see the image in the article titled Hillary Clinton Attacks Drudge and Second Amendment in Texas Visit. I mean, she gave you a go to Hades look.
Yeah, well, the thing is, she's saying that you can't intimidate people. And yet, does she think that it's intimidating people to call them terrorists? I mean, that's essentially what she's doing. She's trying to shut that down. Our rights don't rest on whether or not the majority of people like them. They don't have the authority. The majority of people do not have the authority to take away our rights. Neither do the courts or the legislature.
That's right. In a republic, if 51% say make black people slaves again, no, you can't, because it's against the Bill of Rights.
That's right. So legally, they would have to change the Constitution. They don't want to do that. They don't want to go through the process that the Constitution says you have to go through to change the Constitution. And they want to enact, even if they were to do that, it would still be...
Well, notice, they're doing all this just by fiat criminal operation. There's not even documents that they're, giving them vouchers until we dug them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we're talking to the emergency manager, and he goes, I don't know the authority. It's just, we're here, and now the Border Patrol ships illegals in, gives them food, and pays to ship them to be dropped off on street corners, wherever they ask.
Well, the former Border Patrol union said that this is a deliberate policy. It's orchestrated for political purposes. We know.
Of course it is.
It's the Cloward and Piven thing, as you said all along, and it's also a way for Obama to speed up and accelerate his youth corps. They already had the FEMA Youth Corps. If the government raises these kids and treats them like royalty, as we see them doing, already they're treating them better than they do them.
By the way, that's the target age, 14.
That's right. They grab these kids. They treat them great. Now these kids have this unswerving, undying loyalty to the government.
And they're not even Americans.
That's right.
This is a classic takeover.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a perfect way.
I mean, this is a rerun of like hundreds of other tyrannies I've studied, all mixed together. And you find out, they hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, paid him $1.1 million for 2 years before he died in 2003 to help set up the current Homeland Security. And again, that was bipartisan.
It was William Binney, who was one of the first NSA whistleblowers, the highest ranking whistleblower. He was technical head with global responsibilities. And he said on this program, they're essentially doing the same thing in this country that he saw happening in East Germany and Russia. When he was working there, he was monitoring these foreign countries. Now he says they're taking all that and bringing it in. And that was.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I told you. Yeah. My dad said, hey, I think Homeland Security's trying to set us up. They came in and said they want me to spy on all my patients before he retired last year. And I said, no, Dad, they're doing it with most physicians. I said, go check with other doctors. And he went, wow, almost all of the senior ones have been visited either at their offices or at home, in some cases by FBI, you name it, or sometimes by auxiliary groups of basically the Democratic Party. So, see, they're merging it. Once they get these auxiliary agents, that are party officials, it's outside of the FBI, outside of the police. That's what the youth corps is.
Mm-hmm.
We need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. Close quote, Obama 2008 during the campaign. They're just doing it by fiat.
Right.
They're just moving ahead. It's unbelievable. How do you think they're going to try to get away with it? I want to play these clips of Hillary basically saying free speech is now terrorism.
Well, they're just coming out with it to a greater extent and not backing off when it's discovered. Look at the IRS scandal, for example. You know, Nixon was accused of doing that. It was one of the key articles of his impeachment, others being the fact that he refused to give information to the Congress when it was investigating him. And yet they do it now to a far greater extent. And then when somebody calls him on it, they just push back and say, you know, do something about it. We're not going to comply. We're not going to be ashamed of the fact that we broke the law. When they get caught, they don't care. So it's just like when you see police brutalizing people, they're being encouraged to do that by the federal government. Nothing ever
happens. The message is sent. Keep exactly. doing that.
Exactly.
Just in case you think we're making this up, here is Hillary on CNN following the script. It's not just her saying it, that speech is terrorizing people, that we're defending the right to have guns. Why? That's just causing an epidemic of shootings when they're down 52% in their own numbers.
Right.
I mean, they know, Justice Department knows, since 92, shootings are down 52%. They know that. They know mass shootings are flat, but they put the lie out. Here is Hillary on the Communist News Network.
I'm well aware that this is a hot political subject. And again, I will speak out no matter what role I find myself in. But I believe that we need a more thoughtful conversation. We cannot let a minority of people, and that's what it is.
Really,
it is a
minority
of people, hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority.
They can't
of
let us hold a viewpoint.
That's right.
Remember, the governor of New York said, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out of the state. And he was like, no, I'm serious. Get out. Well, that sounds real liberal. Do what we say. We can't allow you to have a view. What the
Bill of Rights was set up to protect the smallest minority. That is the individual. It was set there to make sure that we have the right.
Because there's always special interests that overpower the individual. So this was set up for individuals.
Exactly. And these are rights that we already had. They're just recognized and said to the government, you will not.
But plus, she's lying. Congress has a 7% approval rating in the latest Gallup poll.
That's true.
They have no legitimacy.
That's right.
Except for a handful of the political class.
That's right. So, you know, it's just amazing that they would do this. But people need to understand, people on the left need to understand that the same people that are going to deny rights in one area are going to deny them everywhere. They're going to say you don't have any Amendment rights, you don't have any Fifth Amendment rights, you don't have any First Amendment rights. And that's what.
Well, look at how the Republican and Democratic leadership are in lockstep when it comes to NSA, police state, the billions of bullets, training for war. But again, why have I totally endorsed the real Tea Party now? The Republicans couldn't take it over. The leadership's trying to kill it. The Democrats are coming after it. All the big trade federations are coming after it, trying to strangle it, because it is the only venue of revolution in this country. Right now, we have to put the full energy behind it now. Second hour, tons of key intel. Obama saying he wants a gun ban and more coming up. Second hour, tell friends and family to tune in.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.